You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome to today's Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. So here we are at the beginning of February. We have just experienced the second new moon of 2014. So we've been exceptionally spoiled so far this year. We've had two chances to begin again, and we're just now into this second cycle. It certainly feels like a very different year to me, and I've heard many people say exactly the same thing. The energy is new, it's fresher, and there are many people thinking very deeply about how their lives are beginning again and how indeed they can share their gifts in the world with this new energy. So in today's program, we're going to be celebrating the light returning, as here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are now experiencing longer days. It's noticeable here now that the wheel has turned, most definitely. And we're also beginning to see the first flowers coming through the earth here in England, where the winter has been exceptionally mild. And so I'm going to be sharing with you in the second part of the program a little bit about the spring, the early spring flowers that are beginning to come through here, and how they, what gifts they are, what messages they have for us as flower essences, but also just as symbols of the light returning. My guest on the show today is Leela Devi, who is the founder of a very special range of flower essences called Spirit in Nature. Now, I've spoken to Leela quite a few times before, and she always shares very beautifully of what she does and all about the flower essences that she has created. So these are 20 essences made from flowers of fruits and vegetables. So if you love your fruits and vegetables and want to learn about how you can take in the light qualities, so spiritual vitamins for the soul of fruits and vegetables, then stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking to Leela just after the break. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome back to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. My guest today is Leela Devi, who is the founder of Spirit in Nature Flower Essences. Now, this is a range of essences that I use in my own practice, and I also teach to my diploma students. So I'm really happy to have you with us today, Leela. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's good to be with you and our listeners through you and with you as well.
Yes, it's really nice to have you here. So we've got lots to talk about and so much to share. I know when flower essence people get talking, we can talk forever.
Yes.
What I would like to really just ask you, it's always really difficult, isn't it, to explain what flower essences are and what they do. And we've all got our own ways of explaining them. So could I ask you to explain to everybody what flower essences are?
Yes, and that's a yes and no answer right there, is whether they are difficult or not to explain. Yes, because the definition is not standardized, and no, because in our 37 years of existence, being the oldest flower essence company outside the UK, we have developed, you might even say, a newspaper version, which is getting it as concise as possible. Flower essences are herbal infusions that stimulate our positive qualities. And that's in a nutshell. And I know other companies describe essences as healing emotional imbalances, which they absolutely do, but their implications are so much broader than that. And this simple definition encompasses that explanation as well.
So talk to us a little bit about how you feel it's so much broader than emotional healing our emotions.
Well,
it's really interesting.
Oh, great. We are so much broader than our emotional nature. We are basically spiritual beings living in a material world or universe. And if we take it from the highest octave of who we are as spiritual beings, that can answer several questions, some of them being, why are flower essences so important these days and getting more important all the time? Because that is a reality. Our nature is spirit, and we live in this world, but we are not of it in a sense. We can live in it, but not be a part of it. We can live in it, we can enjoy it, we can experience so many parts of its beauty and its fullness, but the reality is that we are spirit. And so this definition that I offered to you allows us to see ourselves in the terms of soul qualities. As you know, Sarah, our essence line is 20 essences for 37 years. That number has remained stable. And each essence embodies a soul quality of banana for humility, raspberry for compassion, grape for divine love. And in fact, as we were talking earlier, my first two books are available, The Essential Flower Essence Handbook in several languages, Flower Essences for Animals in English and Japanese, and my first in a series of 20 children's books, and that one is Bradley Banana and the Jolly Good Pirate. And as you can imagine, even from the title, Bradley Banana, a rather unusual name, but here's a flower essence that is personified as a little boy, and he represents the quality of humility. So who does he meet? A very proud pirate captain. And this is basically an illustrated children's picture book. It's a bedtime story. And there are 20 books, one per essence. This is the first one that's published and available in English and soon coming out in Italian and German as well.
Yes, lovely. I love your books. I do absolutely love your books. I actually haven't yet read Bradley and all about the banana. What was the title again?
Bradley Banana and the Jolly Good Pirate.
That's it. I haven't read Bradley Banana yet, and I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's delightful. I've seen photographs of it on your site, and I love banana essence. But I do have copies of your two other books and absolutely love them, and I know they're very widely available. And maybe we can talk a little bit about your books later on. So your essences are very unique. I know that myself, and it's great that you only have 20 essences because it makes it very accessible. Let's talk a little bit more in general about flower essences and what they do. You've already talked to us a little bit about it, but to put it in very practical terms, could you give us a couple of examples, maybe current examples of people that are coming to you or types of people coming to you right now who need flower essences. So in other words, when would we know that we need flower essences?
That's a very interesting question, Sarah. I don't know if I've ever been asked a question quite in that way. When do we need flower essences? I got an email today from a woman in India who has an autistic son, 7 years old, and he has responded absolutely brilliantly to lettuce essence for calmness. And here again is that soul quality of calmness. And we're talking about autism, which is a neurological disorder, and yet something that I call a metaphysical herb or beyond the physical can touch his little being and help him with the challenges that he's dealing with in his life of anger and frustration and inability to communicate his needs, and yet he is responding to this essence. It's not psychotherapy. He may not even know or understand what he's being given, but it is a soul quality right from nature, right from the blossoms of the bolted lettuce plant. And, you know, it just touches my heart to get these testimonials that come into our office pretty much every single day, either for people of all ages, ranging from infants to seniors, for pets and animals, and even for other plants, because basically anything with life force can respond to these flower essences because they are bottled life force. So to get back to your question, who needs these essences and when? Anytime you step outside of what our byline says, which is perfect well-being. That is our birthright. That is who we are. Anything else is like a shadow. It passes, and what remains is that soul nature. And if I may not even digress for a minute, but the word soul is even so misunderstood. May I offer you a yogic description of that?
Of course, yes, please
do. Okay. The soul is an individualized expression of spirit. And interestingly, what's the name of our company? Spirit in Nature Essences. So there's a little poetry there, a little play on words, that in using these essences, we get to find the spirit with a capital S in our own divine nature, and also to find the spirit or the life force within Mother Nature.
It is very succinct what you're saying. It is. It's beautiful. I really like your way of offering that anytime we step outside of our perfect well-being.
And the flower essences are beautiful. And when I teach my seminars, when I do consultations, I try to be a voice for the essences. I try to be a mirror for that soul sitting in front of me or on the other side of the email to reflect back, you are perfect. And I also have to say that to myself, because who really lives in that realization every day? You know, we get our challenges, and we have to remember we are not the challenges. We are the big soul being challenged to have that beauty, that perfection, that strength flushed out even more, brought forward even more.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So that's what flower essences do. Is there anything that flower essences don't do? And I'm pondering the answer to this myself. Obviously, we know as practitioners that we don't usually recommend them for physical imbalances, but also we know that they may help.
Yes. And my answer is a yes to, are there things that they don't do? To be very, very honest, yes. They do not remove our tests. Those tests have blessings written into the little subtext. And in fact, there's a saying that there are no obstacles, there are only opportunities. So that's one thing they don't do. They also, by the purity of their own nature, absolutely will not ever, ever, ever manipulate energy, our energy or other people's energy. You know, if someone wants to fix the energy of a mother-in-law, that's fine, but we can only be fixed according to the direction we're already going. We cannot be manipulated. So that's to say that flower essences will not change us into anything but our truest self. And how comforting is that?
Yes. So safe.
Yes.
So safe. Yes.
Very safe, very powerful, very subtle. And many times I find people think that subtle means weak, and there's no connection there whatsoever. Subtle can mean on a higher level than we're able to normally, but it can be tremendously powerful.
Yes. Yes. And it almost sometimes takes the reflection of another person often to guide us to see.
Absolutely.
Subtleties. That's why it is often very, very useful to speak to another professional that can help you.
Absolutely. And also to trust our own intuition. Again and again, even children can go up to a display rack and select an essence and hold it and feel the vibration. Well, we need to trust. And what I find, Sarah, when I teach lately is that people are much more willing to accept and believe in their faults and their flaws than they are in the divine beauty within them. And that's an attitude that flower essences can help with as well.
Yes, there's almost a way of, they can help us to learn our strengths. They can help us to see beauty in our challenges and therefore to use our strengths in the world.
Yes. Yes, which is what we're here to do, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, so that's really lovely. I love what we're talking about here. There are lots of different flower essence ranges. And we've already talked about the fact that yours is quite a petite collection at 20 flower essences. So yes. It makes it very accessible to people. Yes. They are made from the flowers of fruits and vegetables. So I find, certainly with the students that come on my diploma, they link in with them very beautifully from a nutritional perspective as well. They really like the fact that our food has soul qualities.
Yes.
From your experience of meeting people who use different ranges, talk to us a little bit about how your range is different.
Okay, and you've done a beautiful job with that already, as you said. I've never heard them called a petite range. That's very sweet. Thank you. I will be copying you on that. And our little motto is fewer to choose, less to confuse. And in our 37 years, maybe once I heard someone say, you know, I needed something and I couldn't find it in your range. But I've also heard many, many people say, I couldn't find something elsewhere that I found within your 20. Or I haven't heard them expressed in that way. And so, you know, there are many different personalities, different practitioners, different chemistries between the individuals and the flower essence ranges that they choose. So as you said, our 20 essences are prepared from the blossoms of vegetable plants and fruit trees. They are 20 in number. It's a very compact set, whereas other ranges might have so many different essences for different fears. We have only tomato, as you would say, and that covers all the different facets of fear, but even more than that, because I phrase these positively in what we might call a yogic way, meaning union, the tomato essence is for strength, it's for courage, it's for perseverance. It's for battling addictions, because certain weaknesses in the human personality can express as habits that, if not done carefully, can become addictive behaviors, or in fact to substances. So, a good flower essence is a good flower essence, is what I like to say. Our essence line is very strongly researched with a tremendous history just from the number of years it's been on this planet. And the amount of testimonials, as I mentioned, which, you know, through anecdotal experience may not be taken quite seriously enough by the scientific and medical community, but the positive side is you have, in someone's own words, from someone's own experience, with that passion of seeing certain difficulties lessened, and the strength, the soul nature coming forward. And there's such a power in that.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection
direct to the heart of nature. I'm finding myself that in the last couple of years, certainly, people seem to be understanding flower essences a lot more. I think slowly they are becoming what I actually feel that they are, very much a medicine of the future.
Yes. Sarah, I could not agree with you more. I think they are just on the horizon of coming into the power that they possess, because I think there's a heightening and an acceleration of internal growth, partly because, to be honest, we look around us, the world is falling apart. You know, you read the newspaper, you listen to the news, whatever, it's all over the internet, financial crisis, the way the earth itself is being treated. You know, there are just disasters and natural cataclysms and catastrophes all the time. It seems like that is accelerating, along with a heightening of consciousness, an expansion of technology. The world is getting so much smaller. Can you remember no internet, you know, those days? So we're magnetizing to ourselves some very powerful forms of healing. Flower essences are exactly that. You know, to be honest with you again, I sometimes almost feel I have to minimize the effectiveness of this line of essences and how quickly people respond to them, because I get so much feedback about either instantaneous responses or responses within a day or two. Can I, in fact, read you a strawberry testimonial?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, one of my favorite essences.
Oh, me as well. But of course, I have 20 favorites. You probably guessed that. And I'll translate this one for you because it came in Italian. Dear sister, thank you for the consultation. Strawberry has already initiated a miracle. And this is from a sales rep. And strawberry, being for dignity, being the ability for us to draw respect from other people, this woman is a sales rep. She's a sales agent. And as we know, those people going into stores, making sales calls, working so hard, sometimes are not very well treated. And this woman then got on the phone after taking strawberry, contacted three of her more difficult clients, and Sarah, every single one treated her differently, and nobody had any idea that she had just taken her first dosage of strawberry essence. One of the clients said, I'm so glad you called. Listen, I'm very busy right now, but I've needed to talk to you to buy many products. I'm busy next week, but come immediately. Even if I'm busy, I need to see you. Who says that? You know, and it's almost like these vibrations in the universe change our magnetism so other people respond. As you were saying, sometimes it's the feedback of other people to see our changes. It's going to a flower essence practitioner who can help us with a better selection of essences. So there's an interactive quality that we're made aware of through our magnetism and how that changed magnetism affects other people.
Is it so interesting as well that that testimonial came from how this lady realized how powerfully strawberry was working within her was as a result of a phone conversation. So there was no physical contact. There was no facial expressions, you know, body language. It was literally a magnetism, vibration.
Exactly. Very much so.
So are there certain essences that are coming up for people right now? Are there certain themes? And I'm sure the answer is yes to this. But I'm interested, as we go through different years, as we come into 2014, it kind of feels like a different year.
Yes,
it feels different. Are there certain essences that people are asking for right now?
Yes, and I have to say pear, and pear.
Okay.
That's our rescue remedy. That's for peacefulness. But that has been a standard essence for decades, that there are always resistances and crises that come up. That's the newest one that I posted today on my Facebook page. And I do encourage everyone to stay tuned through Facebook. We get so much feedback. It's such an amazing medium. You know, again, we were talking about the heightened awareness, but Sarah, sometimes people are just tired, and one thought, one beautiful image on Facebook can change their day.
Yeah.
That's all people need. But I do want to expand on that. And, you know, I have to say, people ask me, oh, do you have favorites in your essences? And I know you're not asking that. It's a different question. But at the same time, it very much depends on the individual's needs. And yet, at the same time, I know I'm speaking to you in an East Indian way, which is not this or that, it's this and that, that certain essences cycle in and out of orbit, you might say. And it's like all of a sudden, everyone is needing fig essence, which is for flexibility and for self-acceptance. And I see that essence very popular among yoga students who work on a very physical level with their flexibility, their ability to put their head on their knee, for example. But fig for flexibility also helps people to feel connected in their spiritual life, which is not the same as on a mental or intellectual level. And these people have a natural and a profound understanding of energy flows, as one does with yoga, with Tai Chi, with Karate. Also, you see in the fig personality or someone needing to bring fig forward, there's a deep and mature spiritual wisdom. And you think, okay, flexibility, that might mean weakness or a doormat personality. But no, these people have the ability to accommodate others, and yet they still keep their integrity. So they can be firm, but there's no weakness, and there's also not an edge to it. There's an amazing, relaxed quality. And can I share with you a fig testimonial? Because they are coming right now. Okay, and this is from an elementary school teacher who said, it took 2 days taking fig, and this flower essence made me leave behind the unconscious habit of self-criticism. Also, my attachment to being self-critical. It was like a matrix, he wrote, that was no longer a part of my life. So here's the self-acceptance part. How does flexibility tie in with self-acceptance? Well, very nicely. So, and another recent testimonial also about fig. A lady wrote, hi, my name is Hazel, and I found your fig essence. And then she writes, with an exclamation point, oh my goodness, I keep forgetting to check in with my body. And when I do, my shoulders aren't scrunched up anymore because I have your fig essence. Have a great day. Thank you. So, you know, I think you can hear, Sarah, there's a consciousness, even in a written testimonial. There's a freshness. There's a life force there.
So much gratitude, so much very profound shifts.
Yes.
And for people to actually find the time nowadays to write as well, it just shows, doesn't it? When people do take that time to write and send an email and say thank you, that is a real testimony too that they've been profoundly touched.
Yes, yes. And it's like they're connecting either with an old friend through the flower essence, or even better yet, they're connecting with that part of themselves, that part of perfect well-being. And that's all of us. That's not, you know, for a few elite people. It has nothing to do with how much money is in your bank account, with what your blood work shows about your cholesterol. It's on a completely different level of who we are and a very true level.
I know from working with my students who come on the diploma who study your range of essences, and quite a few of them now doing their case studies, I see pear essence coming up a lot, people that they're seeing for their case studies.
Wonderful. I'm not surprised at all. And, you know, one amazing thing about pear, Sarah, is that it has the ability, as our research shows, to sensitize people to other flower essences. It's an amazing property. It just stabilizes the energy. It brings an equilibrium. It sort of opens the flower essence door.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you think even botanically about the beautiful, the very dear, the very peaceful pear tree, it is so not fussy. Water, no water, sunlight, not so much sunlight, good soil, doesn't matter, grows all over this planet in temperate regions and produces an extraordinary fruit that itself is healing, what to speak of looking at the blossoms, touching the blossoms, being in the energy of the blossoms as we are when we take the pear flower essence.
We have a pear tree in our garden, and it is extraordinarily peaceful to sit next to.
Brilliant, yes. You of all people would be extremely sensitive.
One of my favorite places to sit.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, it's been, as I said at the beginning, we could talk for hours, I'm sure, and still be going strong. Thank
yes.
you very much, Lila, for sharing of yourself. And before we say goodbye to you, I'd love you to tell everybody how they can find out about you in all different ways. And I know you're running some courses this year.
Yes. Well, as we mentioned, Facebook is an amazing way to connect. You know, people can always just send an email and I'll do my best to answer. It would go to the office. I would see it. I just really try to be there for people because this is all about people. We also have our home study courses, a tri-level course for people, about people, a bi-level course about pets, and this is all on the website. We have a 200-page website with a new facelift, a beautiful new design. I hope people will want to just visit and give their feedback.
Lovely. It's lovely, your website, and I'd like to add as well, your website has so much information.
Thank you, because education really needs to happen. And might I share a quick testimonial on the home study course?
Of course.
A student just wrote in, thank you so much for taking the time to read and evaluate my essays. Also, I appreciated your answers to my questions. And here's the funny part. She writes, I'm experiencing withdrawal symptoms from finishing the study course. That's how people are absorbing the course. And I am the one who's grading the courses at this point. I think while I'm still in this world, that'll be happening. I also have some teaching coming up, some in the UK, on June 21st and 22nd in Farnham.
Solstice.
Oh, there you have it. Through Soul Essences. And you can also find the essences through Universal and also now through Helios, whose head office is in Kent. They're starting to carry our line as well. And I hope soon to be teaching in the UK my new tri-level advanced certification training program that I've just run in Spain and Italy, with level 3 happening in both places in March. And then February 15th, I'll be teaching in Deventer, Holland. And because that's still being organized, please just email me. Also early in June, in the northern part of Holland, near the German border in Metterich. And then at a retreat outside of Assisi, Italy, at the Ananda community, I'll be teaching on April 24th to 27th in Italian and English, a weekend of a program entitled 5 Ways to Develop Intuition with Flower Essences. And that website is www.ananda.it. And I think I know your next question, Sarah. You want to know my website?
That would be great, yes.
Okay, that's www.spiritinnature.com with two dashes. So that would be spirit-in-nature.com.
So you're going to have a busy year teaching, aren't you? How wonderful.
A bit. And I'm also writing my next book that will be, interestingly enough, coming out in Italian before it comes out in English. But we'll work on it for you.
Yeah, well, how lovely that the Italians are being spoiled.
Well, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I'm sure. And what we haven't had a chance to talk about, and maybe you'd like to come back another time and we can maybe dedicate a program to this. I know you have a lovely book all about working fluorescences with animals.
Yes.
And I know it's very dear to your heart, as it is mine.
Very much, and I would love to chat with you about that. And I also find in the UK, and you know, in many different countries, there's a special relationship with animals and ways that they open our hearts that this planet would be so empty without their presence. And flower essences are their language. It's bottled nature. It's bottled home for them. So the responses can be immediate.
They can. It's extraordinary how animals teach us about how they're used.
Isn't it?
Well, thank you, Leela. It's been a delight, as always, to speak to you. Thank you for sharing all your wisdom with everybody and just infusing the airwaves with some beautiful spiritual nature essences.
And you, Sarah, and to our listeners, I wish all of you perfect well-being.
Okay. Thank you very much, Leela. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome back to the Nature Connection Show and to the second half of this show, where I love to talk to you about my passion, which is flower essences and the messages and symbols that flowers represent for us. So here, as I record this program, we are just past the Festival of Imbolc, which happens on the 3rd of February, often celebrated also on the 2nd of February, which is also known as Candlemas and Groundhog Day. We are also into the new moon cycle once more. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this today's program, we have been exceptionally lucky in 2014 and getting great symbols from the realms of astrology as to the different energy that's available to us now in 2014. So we kicked off 2014 on New Year's Day with a new moon, which was very symbolic all on its own. So our very first days of 2014 were all in the new moon energies. And then on the 30th of January this year, which was also Chinese New Year and the year of the horse, we had the second new moon. So it's not that often that we have two new moons, coming so close together in this way, and starting us off the year in this way. So we have all that positive symbolism. As I said, the 30th of January was also New Moon and Chinese New Year, and we are now officially into the Year of the Horse and the Year of the Wood Horse. The Year of the Horse, according to Chinese medicine, is very much one about fast action and spontaneity. So if there was a part of 2013 for you, where you wanted to take action but were holding back for some reason. This is a year when it's going to be much easier. We're going to have the energies of the wood horse supporting us to actually take action, to not think too much, to be very spontaneous and to move forward with lots of plans. So that this is the energy that's here ready for us right now. And here, as I record, as I mentioned, we are just past the festival of Imbolc. We've had a very, very mild winter here in the UK so far. It's been extremely wet, and a lot of people have been very severely affected by the amount of rain, the amount of flooding, particularly in Somerset. So we send lots of sympathy to all the areas that have been affected in this way by the flooding. Generally speaking, the temperatures, though, have been very mild. It's just been the wind and the rain here that we have had a lot of messages from so far this winter. But now we are 6 weeks past the shortest day, and we can really start to see now the light returning here in the Northern Hemisphere. So Imbolc is a festival of light. She's also a fire festival and is represented by the goddess Bridget. And Bridget is one of the triple goddesses, and who symbolizes the light returning. She also symbolizes the heat returning. Obviously, as we have more light, more sunlight in the earth begins to warm up. And we are starting to see already here in the south of England, the flowers, or not the flowers, the plants actually showing their faces above the earth. So we have daffodils coming up, crocus, snowdrop. And I'll share with you in a bit a lovely day that I spent a few days ago and some of the flowers that I met and the messages that I feel that they have for us. So with this increased amount of light and therefore the warmth that starts to really come through the fire element of the sun, we begin to see what's symbolized by the goddess Bridget actually spreading her light across the earth, melting the snow and allowing life to return. So it's a time of hope. Although we are still in many places, and I understand that in many places in the world, it's still pretty cold and you're going to be experiencing winter still for some time. Here in the UK, the same. But we start to see something changing and we can start to look forward again. So we have so many signs available to us of the new season's returning, and therefore starting to just look outwards a little bit. And as I record this program, we're actually now almost past the end of the crescent moon and the moon is becoming very visible in the sky now. She's waxing. She's almost a quarter of the way up. And so it's really time to start moving on any plans intentions that you may have set at new moon, which was last week on the 30th of January, and really time to start taking a little bit of action and being supported, not just by this quickening time of the year symbolized by Imbolc, but also by the moon waxing now and actually supporting forward movement. So I celebrated Imbolc by spending an afternoon visiting a garden that's nearby. So if anybody's listening who lives in Kent, I would really recommend taking a trip to a village which is not far from Dover, near the coast, called Sandwich. It's a very quaint village full of very old buildings, 16th century thatched cottages. It's one of these sort of chocolate box type little villages. And right in the middle of this village, there is a big house, big mansion house called the Salutation House. And in the last few years, they've actually opened up the gardens. There's 3.5 acres of very beautiful gardens connected to this house, which they actually called the Secret Garden. And I spent a couple of hours on February the 2nd. We had a lovely sunny day here walking around these gardens, It was a little bit of a shame because we've had so much rain that the gardens actually had been flooded. So it was very wet there. And obviously there aren't too many flowers at this time of year. But it was just extraordinary seeing how in this small town of Sandwich, all of a sudden you had 3.5 acres of beautiful gardens, which are very hidden. There's big walls, and just the other side of the walls is the town. So I recommend, if you love gardens and you live around this way, that you maybe come over, maybe wait till springtime. There's a few more flowers above the ground. But should you actually live around here right now, it was actually a very beautiful experience. And I'll explain to you a little bit about the flowers that I met while I was there. So as we walked in to the secret garden, one of the first flowers that we saw, and I think many people would have seen them, and it's such a joy to see the first snowdrops coming above the ground. I always associate them very much with the Dyvik Kingdom and the Fairy Kingdom. So there was tiny little snowdrops showing their heads above the earth, and snowdrop is one of the first flowers to actually reappear after the dark of the winter. So she has a lot of symbolism for us. She symbolizes life returning. Actually, her white flower really shows us, is a symbol of the light coming back through. And she allows us to really rewrite our future. Now, snowdrop, I seems to be a bit of a theme, and I know that I've mentioned snowdrop and her essence several times on this show in the last few months, and I really take that as a message that she is really speaking to us right now and just allowing us all to really acknowledge that we do have the power to rewrite the future. So many of us believe that what we have happening for us cannot be changed, that it's too big or too difficult to be changed. But what if in this new era that we're coming into, new energies are available to us to actually allow us to shift those energies? So if this resonates with you, then you may wish to either or both maybe find some snowdrops somewhere near you. You may have some in your garden, and just go and spend some time with the snowdrops and actually have a look at her flowers, at how she grows, how she comes through very adverse soil conditions and flowers so very beautifully, even when it's the conditions around her are very challenging. Many people love the snowdrops, and I think that is part of the reason why that she does actually symbolize this. But there are always deeper messages behind this, and sometimes we just need to be very still and maybe just sit with flowers and see how different we feel and what kinds of messages come through to us as we are sitting with the flowers. Now, if you don't actually have access to physical snowdrops, you can always have a look at pictures of them on the internet, and you can also take some snowdrop flower essence. Now, snowdrop is available from all different ranges of flower essences, including my own, which is moon flower essences, and you can just put a drop of snowdrop essence into a mister and spray around your body. You can put it into face cream to allow your face to really feel renewed. You can put a drop in your water or in your tea and just allow that message of the snowdrop to really wash away, just like a covering of snow, just really cover over and dissolve and melt any difficulties, any challenge, and help you energetically to begin to envisage a new future. So it's a wonderful time right now to go out and meet the snowdrops. So I encourage you to actually physically go out there and find some and take this wonderful opportunity to actually physically meet them and spend some time with them. One of the other flowers that we saw a lot of in these secret gardens was the crocus. Now, again, they are one of the symbols of Imbolc, along with snowdrop, because they're, again, one of the first flowers to come above the ground. The ones that we saw this weekend were actually a purple crocus, but very often you see the golden yellow crocus as well. And what's particularly interesting about the crocus, in a similar way to the snowdrop, they push themselves out of this very cold earth and into the sunlight. So again, they have the signature, the energy signature of being able to push through adversity, push through challenges and into the light. As different from the snowdrop, whose head hangs downwards and tends to be more grounding, the crocus actually, as I'm sure you can envisage, has more of a chalice-like structure. And when she opens her petals, like a star, when the sun shines, she actually receives and holds this cup out to receive the light. So again, this is one of the signatures of crocus, is it is her ability to hold, to nurture, to nourish as the chalice that she is, and to actually hold and receive this light, and has very mother type energies in this way due to her ability to nourish and regenerate. Now, depending on the colour of the crocus, we'll tell you a little bit more about it. If you come across yellow crocuses, then the yellow is offers hope. It's about optimism. It's about looking forward. It's about looking joy. So if you're drawn to the yellow crocus, this will be holding the chalice of that vibration. If you come across the purple crocus, or actually they're not strictly purple, they're more a violet colour, certainly the ones that we were with on Sunday, they will be more to do with holding any sadness or any grief and just allowing that to dissolve in this chalice. So if you've had any sadness or are needing to be soothed, need solace, then you may actually either come across the purple crocus, or actually you could actually go and seek out me. You might be able to buy some, or you might just like to witness what comes up in your garden and see what colours they are, because usually the flowers that we have in our gardens are exactly the ones that we need. And yes, we may have planted them there, but there is never any coincidences. What we have, what we bought them in order to nurture them, but also so that they can nurture us in return in the way that they give us messages. So there's another lovely flower messenger of the season. And of course, there are essences, flower essences, that are made from crocus. So if you are an essence lover, then you may wish to go out and seek some crocus essence. One of the other flowers that we saw in the secret garden, and this was absolutely stunning and it was very joyful to come across, was some wild iris. Now, iris, the ones we saw, were of slightly different shades, mostly violet colours with splashes of yellow on their leaves. We also saw some true purple ones with extraordinary orange and yellow flashes on them. Now, these particular iris were quite short and very showy. The flowers are very sort of curly and wavy, and tells us an awful lot about the signature of iris. Iris as a flower essence, and in her symbolism as a flower, is all about creativity and inspiration. And this is really another one of the themes of the Imbolc month, is this starting to show physical form above the earth, and to actually bring that form into life, which of course is what creativity is all about. So if there's a part of you that's got a little bit of winter blues still, and that's very easy because there is still more dark than light, and a lot of the weather has been pretty challenging, and that you feel that you want to get started on some projects but aren't quite there yet and need some help, need some inspiration, need some divine downloads, then iris may be a lovely, lovely essence just to spark off that freeness, that flowingness of thought, and allow you to trust the messages that come through and that you'll be able to act on. So again, if you go for some walks in nature and you come across the iris flower growing, then this is going to be a great sign to you that creativity and inspiration are gifts for you. And so again, if you see them in nature, spend some time with them and see what creativity, what inspirations come through to you as you spend some time with them. You may even just see them in your garden center. It doesn't really matter. The devic energy is still very, very present there. Obviously, it's stronger when the flower actually comes up through the earth, because she is more in touch with her own wild nature in these particular circumstances. But if they're from a garden center, then it's also great joy. So just see, as you walk around, see which flowers start to call your attention, because they will have some messages for you. And another one of the flowers that there was a lot of in this particular secret garden, and a flower that I've been seeing a lot in the last few years, and I hear other people saying exactly the same thing, and that's the hellebore. Hellebore is also known as the Christmas rose, because she has a very rose-like petal structure, and she comes up at this time of year. I hadn't actually really been too aware of them until a few years ago, and then all of a sudden, everywhere I went, all I could see was hellebore. And as I said, I've heard other people saying exactly the same thing. So what I take from that is that hellebore, again, is a flower that's really needed at the moment to lift any heaviness from the heart chakra, which is her signature. So the hellebores, again, can be of different colours. The ones we saw on Sunday were, and very commonly, a kind of lime, pale lime green colour. Extraordinary. The leaf and the flower is almost the same colour. Some of them aren't quite in bloom yet, so depending on where you live and exactly the temperatures that you have, you may not actually have them in bloom, but they should be very visible. So we saw these lovely pale lime green ones, and we also saw some crimson hellebore, which very almost purple crimson colour, but very beautiful reddy hues. So again, pay attention to the colours that come through to you, because they will have messages for you. The hellebore, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, is an opener of the heart chakra. So if you see hellebore around you, and if you feel drawn to her in any way as an essence, it is a great tonic for the heart chakra. So if there's been any grief, any sadness, which will tend to close the heart chakra down, the hellebore can really help to keep that open and to allow energy to come through. Now, this may often result, if you've been holding, pushing down any grief or any sadness in your system, of course, when we open the tap, open the heart chakra, we may feel sad, tears may come. So just be aware of how you're feeling. I've heard from several people over this weekend that there was some sadness around. When you hear different people saying exactly the same thing who didn't spend time together, you always know that the energies around are of that. So there does seem to be some, as the light comes back, some melting away of sadnesses, some melting away of any winter grief. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to the flowers that certainly have been gracing my life in the past few weeks. I'd love to hear about the flowers that are in your world right now. I regularly post up photos of flowers that I meet on my Facebook page, which is essentially flowers. So I'd love you to come along and say hello, and to share the flowers as well that you meet as you walk through the nature where you live. I trust that you've enjoyed today's show. I will be back next week with another The Nature Connections show, and I have a really an amazing guest next week. I'll be talking to Anna Breitenbach, of the Animal Spirit, and Anna is very, very well known for her animal communication documentary that went viral just before Christmas. So if you love animals and love to connect with nature in that way, then please tune in to The Nature Connections show next week. So until then, I wish you many in bulk blessings and to enjoy the beginnings of spring, or if you live, of course, in the southern hemisphere, that you enjoy your harvest time. So many blessings to you and see you next week. Bye-bye.